Hello everyone. I thought I'd read to you something today. It's not a poem, it's from a book I'm reading at the moment called Brideshead Revisited by Evelyn Waugh. And it's just something that I'm only on page 35 of the book. I'm becoming slowly entranced by it. It's rather lovely, and I think I'm much half in love with Sebastian Flight as well, who is pretty spectacular. Anyway, this is from page 26, and it was just, I was just reading, you know, you read the pages, dum-da-dum-da-dum, yes, that's nice, lovely. And then you get to a bit, and you kind of go past it, and then something pulls you back, and you stop, and you think, wait a minute, there was something about that. And you go back and you read it again. And it's just, I don't know, it just catches you for some reason. It just touches you. Anyway, I'm beginning to sound like slightly like a hippie new age person, so let's actually get on and read the bit. I should have practiced before I did this. Never mind. So I went there uncertainly, for it was foreign ground, and there was a tiny priggish warning voice in my ear, which in the tones of Collins told me it was seemly to hold back. But I was in search of love in those days, and I went full of curiosity and the faint unrecognised apprehension that here, at last, I should find that low door in the wall which others I knew had been, which opened on an enclosed and enchanted garden, which was somewhere, not overlooked by any window, in the heart of that grey city. Okay, that was a bit pants. But anyway, the key bit of this that really got me was from the second sentence onwards, really. Again. But I was in search of love in those days, and I went full of curiosity and the faint, unrecognised apprehension that here, at last, I should find that low door in the wall which others I knew had found before me, which opened on an enclosed and enchanted garden, which was somewhere not overlooked by any window in the heart of that grey city. I think that's rather lovely. Anyway, okay, and also there's this, but further down the page, there's this one sentence which describes Sebastian Flight, which I also thought was rather beautiful. Oh my god, shut up, stupid sirens. I apologise, we're right next to the police station and the hospital. Seriously. Right. Sebastian Flight. He was entrancing, with that epicene beauty which in extreme youth sings aloud for love, and withers at the first cold wind.